إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, today is our last day in Quantu, and like almost every day, the day in Quantu begins with listening to the dhikr of the lions. We hear the roaring every morning, begins with that for a long time. And I say the dhikr of the lions not jokingly but seriously, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawati wa fil ard, everything in the heavens and the earth praises and glorifies the majesty and grace and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And wallahu alam, this is possibly what the lions are also doing, because every morning it happens. Of course, we don't say this with certainty but with belief, and of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the different ways in which his different creatures remember him and glorify him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us and permits us, alhamdulillah, also to begin our day with praising him and making a dhikr, which is through salah, and that is the best form of dhikr that we have. And the salah begins with Suratul Fatiha, which is the rukun of the salah. And the Suratul Fatiha begins after the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise and all thanks is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who is the Rabb of the Alameen. And this is what I want to remind myself and you about, which is that shukr is the best form of dhikr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the dhikr, which is his kalam, with the kalimat of shukr to himself jalla jalaluhu. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So shukr, thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, expressing our appreciation for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. This is the best and the most magnificent form of dhikr. If you look at, for example, the Tasbih Fatimi, which is part of the Masnoon Azkar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after every Fard Salah, 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. If you look at these, if you reflect on these three kalimat, you will see that all of them are kalimat actually of shukr. Because Subhanallah is when you see something beautiful, you say Subhanallah. You see something, you know, like in the if you go, and that's one of the reasons I come to places like Quantu and Kruger and so on, is to do dhikr, is to see the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to see the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every time you see something, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. The detail of it, I mean, yesterday we saw it, the morning and the evening, we saw two of the big male lions here in the bush. And the first thing that struck me when I saw the lion is that I think he looks like he's been to a hairdresser, because the mane is so magnificent and so beautiful, not a single hair out of place. You know, say, Ajib, this is animal living in the bush. He's walking through the bushes, everything, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps his appearance to remind us of the glory of the Creator. So he says, Subhanallah. Every time we reflect on ourselves, every time we reflect on what Allah has given us, in terms of our health, in terms of our wealth, in terms of our families, our children, our spouses, in terms of the countries we live in terms of the fact that we live in peace and harmony in a world which is not full of peace and harmony. If you look at yesterday, Yusuf Bhai Jeeva gave me a beautiful answer. I asked him, what is the crime situation in P? So Yusuf Bhai tells me, it is not as good as Dubai and it is not as bad as Syria. That's a very, very good example of the crime situation in P. So the point I'm making is that it is, when we say Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of these things. And that's the reason why it is very important to reflect on what Allah has given us. To each of us, Allah has given something else, something different. And then when you say Allahu Akbar, is also a kalima of shukr, because when you see something magnificent, you say Allahu Akbar, look at this, Allahu Akbar. See the sunrise, Allahu Akbar. You know? So this again is a kalima, it's a word of appreciation of the glory of magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these kalimat of dhikr which we do are also kalimat of shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So shukr is the best form of dhikr. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us continuously and continue to make shukr over and over and over again. There is no limit to the amount of shukr that we can make. The salah itself is a means of shukr. This is the way of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for what He has given us, including and to begin with, and the most first of those things that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for is salah itself. Is because He taught us the way to worship Him. Every religion has some form of worship, and everyone thinks that they are doing the right thing. One cannot fault their sincerity. In what they are doing, people are very sincere. If you take the religious people of any religion, you see people going to such great pains. If you take the Hindus, when they go to worship at Sabarimala or at in the north, in the Himalayas, and so on, the arduous journeys, the difficult journeys that they undertake, walking barefoot in Sabarimala, for 40 days they bathe with cold water in the morning, and all kinds of difficulties, trials, and all of them self-imposed. Allah did not tell you to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to worship Him in great comfort and dignity in a masjid, and use hot water for wudu, absolutely no problem. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on beautiful carpets and in air conditioned and heated environments as the condition might be. Allah did not tell us to put ourselves through pain in order to worship Him. But people who have sincerity, these people, take the Hindus, take the Christians, take different people, they are very sincere. They want to please God, they want to worship God, and they think that worshipping God means to put themselves through pain. So sincerity is not faulted. But what they are doing is shirk. What they are doing is not how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to be worshipped. So therefore, all of this effort leads to nothing. Leads to no reward. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a beautiful way of worshipping Him. And therefore, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu through our salah. And as I said, we first and foremost thank Him for salah itself. What if Allah had not given us salah? You might say, well, I want to thank Allah. How do I thank Allah? I don't know. Allah has not left us like this. Allah has told us how to do that. Allah has shown us the way to do that. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. So therefore, shukr is the best form of zikr. And I remind myself and you, let us continuously and constantly make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All through our day, all through our waking moments, let us continuously thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Please remember, it does not have to be done loudly. You don't have to say it. Even in the heart, it is enough, inshallah. If you say it, it is even better. Alhamdulillah. So whichever way. Also very important for us to do this with our families, to inculcate this in our children from the earliest age, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, alhamdulillah. Give your child a chocolate, and the child says thank you, says jazakallah wa khairan, and then say alhamdulillah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused me to give you this chocolate. Right? Don't give them chocolates, they're not good for them. I'm just giving that as an example. Give them carrots or something, that's much better. But the point is that whatever you do, continuously thank. You sit in a nice car, Allah has given you the wealth to buy a good car, alhamdulillah, buy the car, sit in the car and say, first and foremost, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allah gave me such a beautiful car. Don't get into the car, look at this electronics of this car, so on. All that is later. But first and foremost, sit and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have given you the ability to buy the car, but without the sight to see the car. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have. There are people who are very wealthy, who are blind. They can buy the best Rolls Royce in the world, they buy the best car in the world. They can't enjoy it because they can't see it, and so on. So alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the abilities, the faculties to enjoy the comforts that He has given us. So let us continuously and consciously and continuously, constantly thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for all that He has given us. And we ask Allah to keep us always in a state of shukr, and to take us in a state of shukr when the time for us to go comes. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to fill our hearts with love for Him and love for His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, how beautiful is the life of a Muslim, that when he does not get something, he makes sabr, and when he gets something, he makes shukr. So this is the life of a Muslim, between sabr and shukr. And we ask Allah to keep us in that state. وَصَلَّى عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.